This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
The British government on Saturday accused Russia of seeking to replace Ukraine's government with a pro-Moscow administration and said former Ukrainian lawmaker Yevgeny Muraev is being considered as a potential candidate. Muraev is the head of a small pro-Russian party, which currently has no seats in Ukraine's parliament. Britain's Foreign Office named several other Ukrainian politicians it said had links with Russian intelligence services. It's not clear what means Britain believes Russia might use to install a friendly government in Kiev. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said on Twitter, "We will not tolerate a Kremlin plot to install pro-Russia leadership in Ukraine. The Kremlin knows a military incursion would be a massive strategic mistake, and the UK and our partners would impose a severe cost on Russia." U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Emily Horn called the plotting deeply concerning. In a statement, Horn said, "The Ukrainian people have the sovereign right to determine their own future, and we stand with our democratically elected partners in Ukraine." U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday he had authorized the Baltic nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to send U.S.-made anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
The U.S. has fully endorsed the move. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted that Washington supported the nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for their long-standing support to Ukraine against what he calls Russia's unprovoked and irresponsible aggression. Moscow has massed tens of thousands of troops at the border with Ukraine, leading to fears of an invasion. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Fighting raged for a third day Saturday between the Islamic State group and Kurdish forces in Syria after IS attacked a prison housing jihadists, with the violence killing nearly 90 people. The assault on the prison in the northern city of Hasaka is one of IS's most significant since its so-called caliphate was declared defeated in Syria nearly 3 years ago. The head of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Rami Abdel Rahman, said at least 28 members of the Kurdish security forces, 5 civilians, and 56 members of IS have been killed in the violence. The Islamic State group launched the attack on Thursday night against a prison housing at least 3,500 suspected members of the jihadist group, including some of its leaders. Hundreds of jihadist inmates have been recaptured since the attack, but dozens were still believed to be on the loose. Saturday was a day of protests against COVID-19 restrictions across Europe, with demonstrations in Helsinki, Athens, London, Paris, and Stockholm. Thousands rallied in Paris against France's vaccine pass 2 days before the new measure takes effect. The French Constitutional Council on Friday approved with conditions the pass, which will require people age 16 and above to show proof of vaccination to enter public places like bars, restaurants, and cinemas. Protesters took to the streets of central London to demonstrate against regulations requiring mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for British National Health Service workers. In Stockholm, about 9,000 people marched through the streets chanting no to vaccine passes, yes to freedom. The Scandinavian country introduced the passes on December 1st. They have been mandatory since January 12th. For indoor events of more than 50 people, as the country battles an unprecedented surge of infections, with around 40,000 cases reported per day in the past week. Hong Kong on Saturday closed down a second apartment block in an attempt to halt an outbreak of the highly infectious Omicron variant in Kwai Tsung, north of the city's Kowloon Peninsula. Chief Executive Carrie Lam urged people to avoid gatherings ahead of next week's Lunar New Year. Lam said that a second Kwai Tsung apartment block, home to more than 2,000 people, would be shut down for 5 days. The situation is testing Hong Kong's zero COVID strategy, focused on eliminating the disease, with schools and gyms already shut, restaurants closing at 6 p.m., and air travel with many major hubs severed or severely disrupted. Reporting